Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the Firm Foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Okay, let's go on to our message today. I'm going to share a few minutes on a topic that I believe will encourage all of us, mothers and dads and all people, because there's a message here for all of us. The Song of Mary. Say the Song of Mary. We're going to talk to you from that topic and ask God to encourage us. And I want to say from the outset that we'll read Mary's song here in the verses to follow, but I want you also to know that you have a song. You have a song as well. And so I'm going to ask you at the end of the message, I'm going to teach you how to sing your song. Because it's right here in the text. Let's go from Luke chapter 1, verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." That's beautiful, isn't it? It's called the Song of Mary. This song is also called the Magnificat in liturgical circles, but it's a story. Her song is her testimony. The Song of Mary is her testimony of praise and thanksgiving to God. And my question for you is, what is your song? Because you have a song, and you need to sing it. And it doesn't always come out in a melody, but it's always words of thanksgiving and praise. So your experiences and God's dealings in your life are part of your song. Now, other songs in the Bible that we see, some examples. Here's the song of Moses and Miriam. Exodus 15, it says in verse 1 there, after they were delivered from Egypt and crossed the Red Sea and came over victorious, it says, "Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord. And spoke, saying," so they sang the song and spoke. You follow me? So it's not that you have to have a music accompaniment for it, or is it musical necessarily, but it's praise from the heart. So they sang this song and spoke, saying, "I will sing to the Lord." I'm not a singer, Pastor. Do the best you can. It's between you and God. "For he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." Another example, the song of Deborah. In Judges chapter 5, this one verse here, verse 31 says, "Let those who love you be like the sun when it comes out in full strength." Beautiful picture. Another example here is the David's song of deliverance from 2 Samuel, verse 29 of chapter 22. David said, "For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness, for by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall." And so one final example is the song of the redeemed in the book of Revelation. When it's all said and done at the end, it says, Revelation 5, verse 9 says, and they, now the they is we, all of us together, and they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. That's our new song. Because we have songs we're singing now. We have songs of getting through life, songs of healing, songs of victorious living, songs of children coming into the world. I mean, songs of all types. And that's all the songs just getting through this life. And once we get through this life, there's going to be a new song in the next world. Amen? A new song. Glory to God. So these are examples of songs. And so what are the elements of Mary's song that week that made it special? What can we learn from this? All right, what can we learn from the text we just read about Mary's song? What elements are in it? What made the song special? And there are four keys I see in the text. First of all, there is rejoicing. Say rejoicing. Rejoicing. You'll notice that when she began to offer her praise, she said, my soul magnifies God. She said, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. So your song has the element of rejoicing. Say rejoicing. Rejoice. So when you put your song together, rejoicing needs to be in there, right? Because you have much to be thankful for. Amen. You know, when you feel sad, we all have times of sadness and grief. And if you will allow yourself to let your mind go a little bit further back, you will find much to rejoice about. So the key in grief and sorrow, it don't stay stuck in that sorrow. I listened to a message by Paul Scanlon, whom I often refer to you. He said that emotions are data. Emotions are information. Emotions just give you information on what you're feeling at the moment, what you're going through. But don't act on emotions. That's information. Process it. Process the emotions. Of course, we're going to respond to some, but behind the emotions are other feelings, like what you know as a fact about how you feel. Yes, I feel sad because my loved one passed away. I'm sad. That's the emotion. That's the data. But the truth is, I know that he was saved, or she was saved, and is in heaven with Jesus, and wouldn't come back if he had a choice. See, so rejoicing is part of your song. Another key word here is the word regarding. Say regarding. Now, she said in the text that how God had regarded his maidservant, the lowly state of his maidservant. So she didn't see herself as all lifted up in pride. She had dignity, but she recognized that here I'm just a regular person, if you will, and God chose me, all right, to reveal Jesus, the Savior of the whole world through. And so regard is an important part of your song. What do you see? What do you know that God has done for you right now? Because again, we sometimes in the midst of our difficulty, we point at everything wrong and we forget to point at what's right. Amen. Amen. Third key word here is reflection. Again, elements of the song of Mary. What can we learn? Reflection. And she said, she made a statement, he who is mighty has done great things for me. I love that. And so that was part of her song, and part of our song is that you look to God. Now, first you recognize what's in you, but then look out, reflect on, okay, what's God done for me? And so the he who is mighty has done great things for me. Then we find the next key word here is recognition. Say recognition. Recognition. We read this in Moses and Miriam's song that they refer to their father's God. Father's God, heritage. So we come here to recognition. And Mary said, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. The point is, in your song, you recognize it's not just you all by yourself. It was your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and generations before you who put you in position to have what you have today. And so the song just can't be about me, myself, and I. My name is Jimmy. I take all you can give me. The song is bigger than you. Say, the song is bigger than me. Say, my song is bigger than me. But it's still your song. And then the final point I'll make here is renewing. This is the result of the song of Mary that we find and we see that she was renewed in a sense that everything that God did was brought to the present day, that she was in the moment. She recognized that I'm blessed in all generations. What God's done in me will be a blessing to all who follow me. She recognized that. She understood by the grace and spirit of God that the strength that God had shown her had now become a message I'm preaching today to all of us. And so I thank God. This is the song of Mary, and it's marvelous to consider how God is at work in us. Now listen, all this starts with the fact that we are born. Because if we aren't born, we don't get to enjoy anything in life. That's obvious. And the fact that we are here is evidence we had a biological mother. Sometimes it wasn't the mother who raised us for various reasons, but we've had mothers to birth us and mother ones and mothers to raise us. Now we come to Psalm 127. In verse 3, it says this, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Amen. So the child that God gives you, he or she's a gift from God. Even though mother and dad produced the child, God gave the spirit, but the child is a gift. Say, my child is a gift. Now, I know that there were days when they acted up so bad. Look at them like, whose child is that, actually? You know what I'm saying? But it was still true. It's always true. And the mother knows that's true. The mother comes to the defense and the help of their children in every circumstance. Amen. That's where the dad got to step in sometime. Had a child get a certain point, and mother wanted to protect him. Well, always protect. I want to say that the mother wants to shield him from the consequences, you know, of the consequences. And dad be like, no, it's consequence time. Especially if it's a boy, you know, yeah. I remember, I told a story before, one of my sons, I forget if it's Michael or Jonathan, but they had to cut the grass, you know, that's the job, cut the grass. I said, now here's the trick to it is, in the summertime it gets hot, cut that grass in the morning. Before it get hot, you know what I'm saying? He messed around, didn't get it done in the morning. And now it's midday, I'm like, well, cut the grass. Mom be like, it's hot out there. Dad be like, did I say I cared? It's hot. Go cut the grass when it's hot, and you'll learn to cut it when it's cool, you know. But my point is, children are a gift from the Lord, and they are a reward from him. Now, this word reward is interesting because we think of reward as, you know, we've earned something and we're getting something special in terms of it's a reward. We've been so great, been so good, God gave me a child. That's not the sense of the word as it is used here. Here's the point to this word. That word really in this text really means benefit. The best rendering of that word in the Bible for reward is benefit. Say benefit. So mothers bring God's gifts into the world who are children, and so the gift plus reward equals benefit. So children then are, of course, a benefit to the family, to the parents, but also children are a benefit to the whole world. Because what children end up doing makes an impact on those around us. So my wife is concluding 41 years as a teacher this month, and she is the daughter of Mary and Emerson Blunt. She is a gift from God to them, and she has become a benefit to everybody. Amen. Amen. I don't know if it's possible in 41 years to count how many children you have actually taught. It's in the hundreds, perhaps thousands, you know. The point is, this is what happens. So mothers, you have your child is a gift, and he or she is a reward or a benefit from God. A benefit to your family, a benefit to whatever purpose he or she serves. Amen, somebody? And so children are Imago Dei. We talked about that last year, whole series on Imago Dei is Latin for the image of God, image of God. So children are a gift from the Lord, and they are a benefit. So here's a point I'll make to you. So you came from God. That makes you a gift. Say, I'm a gift. Now, don't get it twisted and get the big head like, I'm God's gift to the whole world. Now, don't take that wrong, you know. Of course, you are God's gift, but not like you're the only one that God gifted. But then living on purpose reflects the gift of God. So because you are God's gift to your parents and a benefit to the world, then listen to this now. So living on purpose allows you to reflect that gift of God. And that's our hope, isn't it? Is that our lives have been beneficial. That we've been beneficial in what we have done with the gift of our lives. Amen? All right, now let's talk about this. We're going to finish right here. Let's talk about your song. Let's put together your song. All right, let's do this now. Let me show you how to create your song, all right? Now you can write this down or use your phone or something, or you know, if you're really good, you can memorize it. But let me give you elements of your song. And as you hear these words, I want you to think of something specific in relation to what we say right now. So my song, first of all, I rejoice in blank. What do you rejoice in? Okay. Now, I rejoice, of course, I rejoice in being alive. Because I've been in some accidents and walked away and cars all scrunched up over there. Like, how did I survive that? Don't make no sense. I mean, I thank God for things like that, you know. I rejoice in parents who loved me, who were there. I mean, there's so much, right? So your song, I rejoice to the present day in our children and how God has blessed our children and our grandchildren. So I rejoice in, that's the first part of your song. Second, I regard, this is my present state. What do you regard about your present state? And there's a lot to think about. You know, if you've, you know, maybe you're going through a difficult place, but you know what? You're healed right now. You're healed. Yes. I thought about this. It just popped in my mind. The scripture says, I'm clothed in my right mind. Amen. You know, which is not, I've been that way for a long time, thank God. But the point is, what's your present state? Reflect on that, or regard that. And of course, Mary talked about how God regarded her lowly state. And I feel the same way. I'm kind of a nobody, you know, in the real sense of the term. But God has chosen to use me because he makes us all somebody. What's your present state? I reflect on This is good. I reflect on this is where Mary talked about what God had done for her. And that's where God, she said how God, go back to that text again. She said again, my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. For he who has done mighty, he who is mighty has done great things for me. Right? He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud. She's reflecting on the goodness and power of God. So that's a part of your song. Write it down. Say it. Sing it. Make a song from it. And then I will recognize. This is God's covenant promise. This is where she talks about her fathers. It says, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. You see that? And so then you think about, even though we've all haven't had the benefit, I've been blessed by having, you know, two wonderful parents and grandparents. I knew them and all, they raised me and I saw them all the time. And so my experience was very positive. Going back to my mom's side, my great grandfather was a pastor and all of that. But then all of us can't look that direction that same way. But I promise you, if you look with the right spirit, you're going to find and rejoice over the people in your family and connected to you who helped you become who you are today. People with whom you had covenant. Covenant is so different than just covenant. For knowing somebody is one thing. Covenant is a whole other level of knowing. Amen. So then you can reflect, or you can rather, you can recognize God's covenant promises. And finally, this all comes to the question or the statement, what I will renew. So again, I rejoice, I regard, I reflect, I recognize, and this is what I will renew. Now, work on this. Maybe take some time today or tomorrow, and because, you know, your renewal, whatever you want God to do in you that's new and improved and different, is going to come out of what God's already done for you and what he's promised to you. And so your mothers speak this to you, this reality of birth and rebirth. I mean, it all comes from the thought of motherhood. And so I'm thanking God today and reflecting on these thoughts and these words today and just being thankful to be in the presence of mothers today. And mother-like ones. You know, in our community, I've never heard other people talk about mother-like ones like we do in our community, right? I mean, when Pat talked about her mother refused to be out in the field, go sit up under a tree, who talks like that? I mean, that's a whole different generation too, by the way. Amen. Not to mention different culture. So these are all the ways today I wanted to encourage us all in thanking God for mothers, and drawing from Mary her song and inspiring us to write and live our song. Amen? Amen? Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Lord, for these examples of songs, those who had praise in their hearts, those who recognized your greatness, your goodness, your love, and your strength. And Father, thank you that as we consider what you've spoken to us today, we're going to rejoice, we're going to regard, we're going to reflect, we're going to recognize, and Lord, we're going to then find a place of renewal in the things that we discover that you've already done in us for our whole lives. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessing and favor. And we bless you now and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Every heart said, amen. Amen. God bless you.